are continuing Shir Hashirim. I apologize, it's been a few weeks. I was out of town, then it was Avi made a bris, and then it was Hanukkah. So Bez Hashem, we have this week, we have next week Bez Hashem, and then the following Sunday in Eretz Yisrael. And could be after that, maybe we'll have to look at the dates, but maybe we'll take a break and start Megillas Esther. Last year we only did, I think, Perek Aleph and Beis, so we have our work cut out. What?
The medicine of a rabbi then?
I sure hope so. I hope so, yeah.
How many weeks would that be for Purim?
Purim is March 1st.
Yeah, so how many weeks?
5 weeks?
Something like that, maybe, yeah. Four or five, something like that. Okay, I'll look at the schedule to see where we're holding. Grad, it might work out very well, because as we get till a few more psukim in Parak Beis, towards the middle is when it starts talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it might be a good time to pick up after. Might be a good place to pick up. We'll see. Okay, we'll see how it goes. Bez Hashem. Okay, so up to Parak Beis, Pasuk Dalit. Parak Beis, Pasuk Dalit, which in the Graz on page Kuftes. So, Heviani al beis hayoyin v'digloi olai ahava. Let's just see how Rashi says it. Heviani al beis hayoyin, you brought me to the house of wine. V'digloi olai ahava. So Rashi says, al beis hayoyin is referring to the oil moed. It's referring to the Mishkan. Shesham nitnu protel v'yureh shel Torah. There in the oil moed, in the Mishkan, it was given over to us all the details of the Torah. That's machlokesim in the Gemara. Of the klalim were said at Sinai, and the pratim were said in the oil moed. And the Rashi is going with that pshat, that in the oil moed, beis hayayin, yayin is a remez to Torah, as we'll see in the Gra. He doesn't learn it's the Mishkan, but it's a remez to Torah. So Rashi says that we are brought to the beis hayayin, and we receive the pratim of Torah. V'digloi alai ava. Rashi learns, V'kibutzasi shediglani elav, avo hi elai. Rashi learns, digloi means a lashon of gathering. When we gathered, alai avos, because we had this love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we gathered at the Oil Moed. And Rashi says, "Oideni zecheres avose v'digloi." So the Klal Yisrael saying to the Rabbeinu Sham, we still remember this love and the gathering that showed our love to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that's Rashi's pshat.
Why is Bisayayin Nimshel
Tatira? Yeah, we find Yayin is Nimshel Tatira. Numerous places. Well, fine. We'll see in the Gaon as well. But numerous places you find that Yayin is a mashal for Torah. Okay, so let's see the Gaon. In the first pshat, it says, "Halviani al beis hayayin pirish zehar Sinai shesham kiblu es haTorah." So the Gaon learns beis hayayin is referring to Har Sinai shesham kiblu es haTorah. Now I want to say a chiddush that I saw in the new sefer for Rav Ravdan Chanukah, the English one that I sold. So over there, he writes. He really was going on one of the earlier psukim here when we talked about Kesheshana Bein Hachaychim. He's talking about the roads. So in the middle, he writes that after many years of learning the Gra's Pirush and Shir Hashirim, he's come to the conclusion that the way the Gra understands the beginning of Perek Beis is different milas Klal Yisrael had in order to be makabel es haTorah. That's why in the last few psukim we talked about different milas that we had, Klal Yisrael had, and it wasn't just stam singing our praises, it was all leading up to kabbalah es haTorah. So over here in this pasuk is where we're coming actually, in pasuk dalet to Har Sinai, where we receive the Torah, shehi ba'ayin panim. So we know there's shivim panim laTorah, there's 70 panim, 70 different explanations for Torah, and yayin is the gematria 70, right? So the Gaon is saying that is why Beis Hayayin is referring to Har Sinai, where Mekabels HaTorah Shehi Ba'ayin Panim. 70 different, HaTorah has 70 different faces to it, 70 different Oifanim. Now, V'digloi Alai Ava Pirish, what does that mean? K'sheyared HaKadosh Baruch Hu Har Sinai, when Hashem came down on Har Sinai, Yardim Dalid Degolav. He came with like troops, with groups, four of them. What are those four groups? Those are the Kailois, Brakim, Lapidim, and Hahar Oshem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, he was accompanied by the Kailos, the sounds, the Brakim, the lightning, the Lapidim, are the flames, and the Har full of smoke. K'may Shekasa v'chalam, Royim es HaKailos, Lapidim, v'abrakim, v'har Oshem. Doesn't say Taka Brakim in the Pasuk over there, but the Gaon's adding in, it says Kala Shaifer, but the Gaon's adding in that those are the four things, the four groups HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, so V'digloi Alai Ahava, and that showed the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he says, V'digloi oila memtes. The Gra says the gematria of digloi, v'digloi is 49. Hu memtes panim shalamayla. That is, now, the Rebbe says that in some of the kisveyad shalamayla is not there. It's just v'hu memtes panim. There's 49 panim. Now, the Gra doesn't really explain what are those 49 panim. However, in the second pirish, which we'll see in a moment, if you turn the page, over there the Gra explains that there's a difference between Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Ksav. When we say Ayim Panim Latayra, that's in Torah Shabbat Peh. In Torah Shabbat Ksav, there's Memtes Panim Latayra. There's Memtes Sharibina. We know about the Chasreo Melikim. It says about the Chasreo Ma'at Melikim. The Pasuk says the guy is going to bring it down that there are 50 levels of Bina. And Moshe Rabbeinu, about the Chasreo Ma'at, he only had 49 of the Shari Bina. So what the Gra is saying is that in this pasuk we're talking about coming to Har Sinai. In Har Sinai we have the 70 panim, that's the Yayin, Vidigla, the 49 panim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along with his groups of the Kailos, the Brakim, Lapidim, and the Har Ashen. Now in the second shot, the Gra says, he says this is really a continuation of the pasuk before. In the pasuk before, we talked about, it's been a few weeks, but we talked about Kisapuach Batzei Ayar Kein Doidi Bein Habonim, and we talked about Betziloi Chimadti V'Yoshavti, that we sat in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we were able to eat from his fruits. Superior Masak L'Chiki, the fruits were so sweet. So the Gra says before we talked about being in his shade and eating from the fruits. The only thing that we're missing from that mashal is drinking. You had the fruits and you had the shade, and you don't have the drinking. So now, in this pasuk, we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviyani Abeis Hayoyin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to the shtiyah, to the drinking. That's the continuation of the mashal of the eating, the shade, and now the drinking. And he says as follows. He says, Bitziloi, that's talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The shade was when we went out, Anani HaKavod. The fruit is going on Matan Torah. And that's how he learned earlier also in the pasuk before. Heviani al beis hayoyin. Now, again, in his first shot, he learned it was Kabbalah Zadayra. In the second shot, he's learning it's Zeha Mishkan. Like Rashi said, the beis hayoyin is the Mishkan. Vidigloi, what's digloi? Koyal hadigalim. That's referring to Klal Yisrael, the digalim that we were camped around the Mishkan. Every shevet had its degel and had its place. So why vidigloi alai ava? So he says, because Shadigalim Hayu Hagdullah Sheba Ahavais, Bamifursim Yaisra Kalailam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu set us up in the Digalim, it was Gidoila Sheba Ahavais. It's Ava. It was the greatest of the loves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. And it was the most Mefursim Al Kal Ha'ilam. Now, you have to know what that means. Lagabe Matan Tairo is pretty Mefursim too. However, you do find the Medrash says, and he brings at the bottom, that it was a chiba gedoyla that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael, that he made us into the Golem. And there's midrashim that say that really where the idea come from? Because when the Malachim and Shemayim are also set up in a special order of the Golem. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up Shemayim to come to give us the Matan Torah, the Medrash says the Klal Yisrael saw that, and they had a special desire to be like the Malachim, set up in a certain order, the same way the Malachim are. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu set us up that way, the Medrash says that was showing a special chiba to Klal Yisrael, special ava to Klal Yisrael, that he acquiesced to our desire to be like the Malachim, and that's what the Degalim are. So therefore, when we got to Digloi, the Degalim, Alai Ava, that showed the special ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for Klal Yisrael. Now, in the next paragraph, he talks about what we said with the Torah Shabbat Peh and the Torah Shabbat Ksav. But in the last paragraph, the Gra says as follows. He says another Nekuda. And he says that really, another reason why the Degalim show Ahava. He says, why? He says, because we know that Avram Avinu, by the Malachim, when they came in Parshas Vayera, Bizchus, the things that he did, Klal Yisrael was zeicha to certain things. So Bizchus, yukach no mat mayim, that he told them, take some water, so we were zeicha to the Be'er Shel Miriam, to water. Bizchus, he said, pas lechem, he gave them pas lechem, we were zeicha to the man. Bizchus, the tachas o'eitz, we were zeicha to sukkah, or to the anani akavit. So those three things, which are what we talked about before, that's the achila, the shtiyah, and the tzel, those three things we didn't really get or I'm saying, we got Bischus Avraham Avinu. So they don't really show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava specifically to us, because there was a special schus that we got it in that merit. But then, but what about the Degalim? The Degalim weren't Bischus anything. The Degalim were a special present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'digloy alai Ava. So therefore, that's why when it comes to the Degalim, that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava, because the present of the Degalim was not Bischus Avraham Avinu. It wasn't something that he earned for us. Adarab was a special Chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. So that's the second Nekuda in why the Degalim are more of an Ava than the other things that we talked about. Okay, so that is Pasuk Dalet here. So let's move on to Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk says, Samchuni bo ashishois, rapiduni batapuchim ki chelas ahava oni. So Rashi says, Samchuni ba ashishois means that we're talking about, the end of the Pasuk says, ki chelas ahava oni. We're like almost sick, we're lovesick. But we're like belashen chaylim. So chaylim, Rashi says, in midas ha-chaylim, if you want to feed a chayla the proper food, so it seems they used to give him ashishois. Ashishois were different types of, like, cakes. Rashi says, ashishi anovim, which are like raisin cakes, they translate it, or ashishois selim snekia, or certain fine flour cakes that you feed to a chayla. So samchuni, you supported me because I was chayla, I was a chayla, you supported me with this ashishois. Rapduni means you spread out around me, batapuchim. Rashi says, "Kederech hachaylim." You put around apples around them because it has a very good smell. And in the olden days, they had this. They used it for like medicine. It had these medicinal properties to it. Apples. They bring down some mefarshim. So that's another reason. Ki chaylas ahavani. Rashi says, "Because I'm a chayla lahavasai. I'm sick for the ava of Hakadosh Baruch Hu." So Rashi says, "What does that mean?" Because here in Galus, I have such a desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava. Now Rashi doesn't really go into what exactly the Nimshal is. What are these raisin cakes? What is this? What are these apples? What they represent? But the Pashup Shad he's just saying is that it's just a madrega of showing how lovesick we are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we need all these things that Chaylim need. So the Gra says in the first Pshat, Bo'ashishois is a double Lashon of Eish. Two Eishes, two fires. Train Eishin. What are the true two Eishin? Again, we're talking about Matan Torah. So it says, V'ahar boyer bo Eish adlev hashamayim. The first thing is the mountain was burning on fire. And it says, V'yidabra Hashem aleichem mitoicha Eish. Hashem spoke mitoicha Eish from the fire. So those two Lashonos of Eish that it says, describing Har Sinai, that's Samchuni Bo Ashishos. Samchuni Bo Ashishos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came to us with these two Eishes, is a description of Matan Torah. Rapduni Batapuchim, and he spread out in front of me Batapuchim with apples. So if you remember in the Psukim earlier, the guy says apples have three colors to them. We said, and that's, it talked about it in one of the other Psukim, Kisafuach Batzeayar. So here also, the number three plays a role, he says, that describes the Choshech, Anan, and Arafel that surrounded Har Sinai. The different levels, the Choshech, the darkness, the Anan, the first cloud, and then Arafel was the Fnai v'Niflim, a deep cloud. Ki chaylas ahava ani. And here the Gaon says something very important. These things that I was zoicha to the Eish, and I was zoicha to the Choshech, Anan, v'Arafel by Matan Torah, why? Is because shaychilisi, because I became sick. Machmachz goydel ahavosei olai. Because I had such a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, liroi soysoi. We wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shamarnu ritzoineinu ba'atzmeinu liroi ses malkeinu. Now what is this referring to? So this is a very important thing when you learn Parshas Yisrael, and you learn Parshas Pshah and the Psukim over there. The Pasuk starts off and says, Vayayim Hashem al Moshe, Pasuk Tes and Perek Yates. Hashem said to Moshe, Hine anoichi bo'elecha ba'av ha'onan, Hashem says, I'm going to come to you in the thick of a cloud in order that Klal Yisrael should hear when I speak to you. Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu from a thick cloud. Then it says, Vayagin Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. Now the truth is, if you really learn Pashup Shah and those Pesukim, you go through them, and you go through Rashi, and you go through the Ramban, you come out with a major machlaikis in how to learn Pashup Shah and what's going on over there. And when Klai Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, when Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just push it in chronologically, in what happened on what day, if you go through the psukim over there, you come out with a big machlokes of exactly how to learn. Rashi had a problem, because Rashi, on the words, Vayag, is there a chumash I could say, just to make sure I quote Rashi properly? Thank you. As the pasuk says over here, if you start from the beginning, they came Aleph Chodesh Ashlishi Aleph Sivan. They came to Midbar Sinai. Vayichan Yisrael Sham Neged Ahar. Next pasuk says Umoisha Ol Elokim. Moshe went up to Har Sinai. Rashi says that's Beis Sivan. Hashem told him, "Kaitzar Melaves Yaakov." All these type of things. You'll be Am Segula. Eilah Advarim Shetabe of Bnei Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, "Vayavay Moshe vayikra leZikne Yom." So Moshe Rabbeinu came back and he told the Zikne Yom what Hashem said, and he told them everything. "Vayanu cholam yafta vayomru kol asher dibra Hashem nase." So they said, "Kol asher dibra Hashem nase." "Vayoshev Moshe zdibra yom el Hashem." Moshe went back to Hashem to tell Hashem the Klal Yisrael answered nase. Rashi says, when was this? This was biyom hamachros shuyom hashlishi. So we're holding Gimel Sivan already. So now the pasuk I just read to you, Hashem says to Moshe, "Hine anochi bo elecha ba'avonam ba'avesh adam rabbi mochin loylam." Now, "Vayagin Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem." Now, what is Moshe exactly saying? What did Moshe tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, in the beginning of the pasuk, he told Hashem, they said Nasa. Hashem says, "Okay, I'm going to come to you ba'av ha'anan, and they're going to list ba'avor yishma'am, v'gam b'cha yaminu loylam, v'yagin Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem." What is that Vayagin Moshe? I think why maybe Parshas Yisrael we said there's an Archaim HaKadosh who says Pshat, there's a Ramban who says Pshat, but Rashi's bothered. What is he telling them? He told them, it can't be Nasa, they already said Nasa. So Rashi says, no, I want to tell you that they said Ritzoneinu Liras Es Malkeinu. They're not happy. Klal Yisrael's not happy that you should speak to me and they'll hear you speaking to me. Number one, they want to hear it, and Eina Daima Shemea Mipi Ashliach to Shemea Pi Amelech. Two things: they want to hear from you, and they want to see you. Two things. So now, what does the next pasuk say? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leichalom VeKidashem Emacher. Something changed now. It's a whole different Matan Torah now. It's not anymore Hashem speaking to Moshe and Klal Yisrael listening in. You want to see me? You want to hear me? That takes on a whole new thing. Now you have to become Ra'i for that. So now, let them be ready. All the different things. It's a whole Matan Torah took on a whole different level to it. And there's a very famous Briskarav in Chumash where he comes along and he says pshatim in these psukim, and he gives up salamdish, a geshmak alamdish to it, like the Briskarav could do in Torah. And he says that that Kolzman Klal Yisrael were just listening in. Well, Kolzman Klal Yisrael were just listening in, so they were not really playing a role in the Gansa Matan Torah. If they're not playing a role in the whole Matan Torah, they don't have to go to the mikvah, they don't have to be tar, they're listening in. He says, however, once they said that they want to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then they have a shaychis, his lashon is, to the kriya and to the dibur. And he wants to be mechadish. There was even a din of shemeya ka'ina. That when Klal Yisrael listened to what was going on, it was ke'ilu, they were answering on everything, were makabalits, even though the mushroom say they did say that. There was a din of shemeya ka'ina, meaning that they were actual players in it. Actual players in it. So memela, now one second, shemeya ka'ina, so you also have to be tahar. It's ke'ilu, you're the one answering. Or if you are the one answering, if you don't want to go even with a din, they take answered, it's a whole different story. So he says that when Klal Yisrael said, Ritzoneinu Liras Es Malkeinu, there was nischadshu two dinim in Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. The first is v'chibsu simloisam, and the Gemara in Yevama says, why did they have to clean their clothing? Now, does that mean that they had to put it in the mikvah or just wash it? Is also a machlaikis. Which way does Rashi say? Pasuk Yud. Rashi doesn't say here which way it is. Uncle says, v'chavron. Which way? There's v'tstavon and v'chavron. Rashi in the end of Parshas Tazria says. One of them means the mikveh, and one of them means just to clean it. Second. Ashi, and then the Tazria says, we're having the cleaning, right? I think so. I just want to make sure I'm right. Right. Vitzdaba is titvila, right. And vichavrin. So Uncle is saying vichavrin, just wash your clothing. It's not a din in tvila, right? Now, grad, there's Gemara's to talk about. There's a machlaikim in the Gemara, Vaviseinu, that when by Harsinai was there Hazah and Tvila, where was that Tvila? So the Zagan Tashail is where the Tvila was. So, but Uncle clearly says to wash the clothing. So Rashi and Yavama says, why? You have clean clothing, Lekabel Pnei Ashchina. In other words, now the Klais, or it's Enenu Liris Malkeinu, so now Vechipsu Simlaisim, it's a whole different din now. He has a din, you have to be Kabel Pnei Ashchina. Number two, he says, that there's a halacha of you nechayinim le'yem ashlishi. You have to be nechayinim and muzumanim lezeh. It doesn't happen just stamazai. You got to get prepared for it. Says the briskerov, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, that before Shabbos, a person should sit, the kovid reish, sit seriously, waiting for kabbalas pnei Shabbos, kimayshu yaitze likras hamelech, the Rambam says. Like you're going to greet the king. So therefore, and what does then the pasuk say? Vayoytze Moshe, so am likras ha'alekim. Now the Klal Yisrael had their 3 days, meaning we were ready for 3 days, that's miyachel. Now you're being yoytze likras hamelech. It's a whole different story. You're going out to Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina, like the Rambam says, by Shabbos over there, the Amoraim used to say, Boyu v'neitze likra Shabbos, we're going to meet the king. So the Biskrav is saying that when Klai Yisrael wanted to be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, Leroy says Malkeinu and Lishmaya Mipi HaMelech, so then it was Neschadish, many different dinim over here, that only came about after Klai Yisrael said, Ritzeneinu, Leroy says Malkeinu. So comes along the Gra, and the Gra is saying, it wasn't just Negeya to Klal Yisrael. The whole Tzura of Matan Torah, that Hashem spoke me Toicha Eish, that there was Chayshach Anam V'Arafel, all of that was also only because we said, Ritzeneinu Lira Ses Malkeinu. We'll get to the Lishmaya in the next Pasuk. There's two halves. They said, we want to hear, we want to see. Here the Gra just says, Ritzeneinu Batzmeinu Lira Ses Malkeinu. So the Briskarav, and even Pashup Shah and the Psukim, and maybe even some Gemaras, are Mashmalek, like that, you see there was dinim that were neschadish legabe Klal Yisrael. They had dinim different now that they're players in Matan Torah. But the guy in here is being mechadish that the whole Maimad Har Sinai was different because we said Ritzeneinu Liris Es Malkeinu. You want to see the Rabbeinu Shalom? There's a lot more Eish going on. There's going to be the Chay Shechanim V'Arafel. All of these things are only because Klal Yisrael said Ritzeneinu Liris Es Malkeinu. Okay, so that's now. Let's just do the second shot here in the Gra. This is also a very negia to now. Samchuni b'ashishos. So he says. See, in the first shot, he didn't mention anything about chaylim. In the Rashi, he talked about sick people. So he says k'maisha oisim l'chayla. But what are these ashishos? They're koisos meleis yayin ushar mashkin hamisadim es alev. A chayla needs care, so you give him all different types of cups of wine and other things to drink, so he should feel good. So that's samchuni bo ashishos, raptuni ba tabuchim, savu es refidosi ba tabuchim sheachzeg es libim mireicham. Same thing like Rashi said that you surrounded me with this good smelling apples, also that I'm being mechazik myself with the smell of the apples, ki chaylas ahava ani, because I am chaylas ahava. Zok te grova inyan koi alzman shenigmar hamishkan. Just to point out, but the difference between Pirish Aleph and Pirish Beis, they're lagging. Pirish Aleph is lagging behind Pirish Beis in time. Pirish Aleph, we're still by Matan Torah. Pirish Beis, everything is by the Mishkan. Everything is by the Mishkan already. So he says, it's talking about Zman Shenigmar HaMishkan, Koidem Chanukasai, before the Chanukas HaMishkan. Why? We all know, and Chaf Hei Kislev is the day that they finished building the Mishkan. But the Chanukah's HaMishkan didn't happen until Rish Chodesh Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Adar, Shivat Yimei Meluim, put it up and put it down, and the Chanukah's HaBayis was Rish Chodesh Nisan. So the Mishkan was sitting, doing nothing really, from HaKaf Hei Kislev till Rish Chodesh Nisan. So the Gra says, this man is talking about this man, the Mishkan was Nigmar, before the Chanukah's HaMishkan, so it's Mamish, the days that we're holding in right now, between Chanukah and Pesach. V'chimati Elohavo Shu Protius Mikol HaTorah. So Klal Yisrael says, I desire that the Mishkan should be built already. And the Midrashim Taka say, the Midrashim say that Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they had tainas, and they said, what's going on? We have a Mishkan ready to go. So the Gra says, what did they want from the Mishkan so much? So the Gra says, why? Because Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ma'al Moed. Like we said before, that the Mishkan is the Yayin, that's the Torah, the Pratius, all the Torah that was Neschadish in the Mishkan. So Klal Yisrael said, we desire that. We have an Ava that the Mishkan should already be built so she would have all that Torah. V'ashishus v'tapuchim, Hema karbonei shekrivu koidem yiridus hashchina aloy amoyed, vashishus hema nesachim, v'reach hatapuchim u'reach hamenachas. So he says that how do we describe the time between the Mishkan and the Chanukah's HaMishkan? So there was a point that they were already bringing karbonis. Like we said, in the Shivis Yimei HaMiluim, at the end of Adar, they were already bringing the karbonis, and yet there was still no Hashras HaShchina. No Hashras HaShchina, there's no Torah coming from that Mishkan. So when Klal Yisrael wants to highlight their desire that the Mishkan should finally be built, that the desire began Chof Hei Kislev, and went all the way to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they said, Samchuni Bo Hashishus Rabtuni Ba Tapuchim. Yes, Rabbi Nishlam, you gave us karbonis. There was Hashishus is the wine of Nesachim, and the Reach HaTapuchim is the reach of the menachas, even though no apples, but its produce is the reach of the menachas. There's a smell to that, just like tapuchim have it. So there's a smell with the oil and with the flour. I don't know exactly what it smelled like, but it's called the reach hamenachas. So Klal Yisrael saying we have all those things, but still chaylas ahava ani. But still, we don't have the Mishkan. We're still sick for it. We're still waiting for the actual Chanukah's HaMishkan, because the actual Chanukah's HaMishkan is when we're going to finally have that Hashva of Torah that we're going to get from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that we have a desire for. Okay, we'll stop here for today.